Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Yeah. And we are recording, Mr. Mao.
And we are recording, and I'm ready.
Good. There's so many things I'm going to say right now, but I won't.
You're just continue stroking your dick in the meantime. Nice.
Yo. Oh, yes, Simo.
That's why we record this podcast from the waist up, yes.
Yeah, because you don't want to embarrass Carlos.
I was going to do this in three, two, one.
What are you doing?
Testes in my mouth.
Get on the ground, you fucking pledge.
Ew.
Welcome to the greatest podcast experience of your life. This is the Frat Chat Podcast.
All young men like three things. Pussy.
Featuring Carlos Garcia and Chris.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another edition of the greatest podcast in the history of podcasting time. It's the Frat Chat Podcast. I'm Carlos Garcia with Chris Steve Moore. How's it going, Mr. Moon?
I'm good. I'm sitting here holding my wiener. The favorite thing in the whole world.
It's actually perfect you say that, because I was going to say that your wall is wider than a CSI episode, and now I know why.
Yeah. You know,
thanks, Little Richard.
A lot of cum. Anywho, all's good over here. How about you? How are you?
I'm living the dream over here, though I do want to start the episode by dropping a little massive apology to our fellow millennials out there for last week. We did a great episode on the millennial memories that made us us. And I'm going to take the blame for this one because pop stars
were my category. A millennial complained and got into their feelings. Sounds very millennial-like. Right.
They're like, how can you not include these people? And it's like, I just forgot. There's so many good ones. Like, it's like, I can't, the whole episode couldn't have been all bands, but you obviously have to include the Spice Girls and Hanson, if you're a millennial. And I don't know Hanson, really. Oombop was the one that did it.
Bop, bop, da, do,
like that song. Do, ya, da, cool. Do, did a lot of brain damage to me in the 90s. So goddamn catchy. Yeah. Meanwhile, the Spice Girls were like a fucking movement. You know what I mean? Like, they were bigger than just music at the time.
Especially when, like, to become one, I need some love like I never had enough before.
I need some loving, baby.
Set your spirit free is the only way to be. Man, I need some
love.
I'll say whatever they want.
Yeah, I went through their discography because they only have like three of them, so you can quickly kind of go through it. A lot of it still holds up. It's pretty good.
Oh, they were so good.
But once the one left, then you know it's not as good.
Ginger Spice.
Yeah, which is crazy because usually a party's 10 times better once the ginger leaves, you know what I mean? But
yeah,
this case, she was that secret spice, literally. See what I did there?
Right there. Scary Spice was my favorite.
Yeah.
He was your favorite.
I mostly because I had crushes on them. I liked Baby Spice, but Posh Spice was my girl. Mm-hmm. She still is. Victoria Beckham is still a total babe, but in the middle of their Spice Girl shtick with her little outfits and stuff, wow. Yeah. 10-year-old Carlos was in his feelings. He would have also recorded this podcast from the waist up, but, you know. It would have just definitely been a thing. So, shout out to Spice Girls and Hanson. You guys definitely made the millennial better. And no, there's probably way other ones that we're missing. We can do a whole episode on music of the millennial years. You know, we can cover this shit. But don't add us. with hate, do it with love at Frat Chat Podcast on all your social channels. Anyways, as we record this, we just found out the news that
the Earth OG is flat.
Simpson has passed away. Yes, the Earth
that too
is flat.
Sorry.
Justine approved it. Went from there to there. No curvature. Couldn't see it. But OJ Simpson has passed away to prostate cancer. And, cancer sucks. Not a good way for anywhere to go. So I do feel bad for his family. But I guess, Simo, you can stop saying allegedly now.
I was just going to ask you if I still have to say allegedly.
What are you going to do? What's he gonna do? Before I was more afraid of what he would do, to be honest. Like not like legally speaking, but more like, you know, what he would do.
I don't think one person shed a tear when the news hit.
It was like the most complicated news story ever, at least for me watching on ESPN the reactions, because obviously, you know, he was proven innocent in court, which should mean he's innocent, but you know, that was a dodgy trial. That's all I'm going to say. On both sides of the fence, not just their side, because the cops are doing some weird shit too. But ESPN is also like, well, but he did run over for 2,000 yards in one season, which no one else has done. So don't forget about the dingers, people. And they're showing the highlights, and then they're also, but can't forget that it's complicated. And then you cut to like the trial footage. But when it wasn't complicated, that man could run for his life. The juice was loose, people. But then,
even if, let's just say, in some strange happening, that he did not brutally murder his wife and another guy, he did indeed beat the shit out of her on regular occasions. So I can safely say that, murderer or no murderer, he's a jackass. And a guy that is that size that puts his hands on a little lady is a stupid bitch. So yeah, I'm not sad that he's gone.
The footage is pretty terrible. There's a really good, speaking of ESPN, OJ documentary. If you guys have ESPN Plus or the Disney Plus app, I think it's all included in there, or Hulu. It's called OJ Simpson, Made in America. It's like a 6-part series. And it goes through his whole life, and from, you know, the football years through the murder trial to when he actually does end up going to jail later on for the trying to steal back his memorabilia. It's this whole thing. It's really good stuff, and it'll go through all the details. It's and including that, it shows the footage, and it shows 911 calls, and it's. Let's just say this. If I was on that jury, I don't know what I would have voted. Let's just say that, because you see the shit that he does, and it's like, well, he could have definitely done that. You know, he was so angry, you know, it's like, in those, it's like, yeah, he can definitely kill someone. You know, that man's mad. He's like big mad. But then you also see the awful shit the cops are doing, and it's like, motherfuckers planting evidence and shit. So you might want to let him go just to say fuck the police. So I don't know. Complicated trial. Cool ass documentary. Check it out. You don't have to say allegedly anymore. I think it's cool.
He did it.
He wrote a book called If I Did It, for God's sakes. Like, come on. It's kind of wild. It's like, even if you know, are super innocent and hurting for money, there's no way you do that book. Like, what?
Remember when Cuba Gooding Jr. played him in the televised,
that was a good one.
Reenactment. I wonder in his actor preparation if he was like, okay, I did it, or I'm innocent. I wonder what his like inner psyche was saying to fuel his performance, you know?
Ooh, that's true. That's actually a very good question for the actors. What was Cuba thinking in that? Because are you thinking you're trying to get off? You know, you did it and you're just trying to get off? Or is he playing it as, oh, I'm an innocent
this
man.
Little dick pillow is trying to get off.
Oh, Little Richard, cut it out.
Little Richard.
I notice he is completely hairless, which is, you know.
He got waxed.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I don't want to say rest in peace, cheerful OJ Simpson, because I don't care if you do or not. I'm just going to say I hope your family and loved ones get closure.
That's all you can really hope for. That's actually pretty well put, which is shocking coming from SEMO. So
yeah,
yeah. Oh yeah, we're gonna leave it at that. While we can. Anywho, Mr. Mal, it's time once again for the return of a fun little segment. Timer. Let me get my timer back up. This week, the timer is back. It's comedians being passive aggressive to each other for 60 seconds. And we're going to just start in 3, 2, 1.
Oh my tres, God. 3, 2, 1.
Look at that. Gay Steve Jobs can count, you guys, in Spanish.
Is Steve Jobs the one that was in the wheelchair and was like, duh?
No, that's Stephen Hawking.
Oh.
to Jeffrey Epstein's island. However, Steve Jobs is the one with the turtleneck that invented Apple.
And he was like super wealthy.
That's right.
Thanks.
Right. You look like gay ham. Steve Gay Jobs. Steve Gay Blow Jobs.
That's not mean. I'll take that. I mean, it takes one to know one.
That's right.
That's what gaydar is. You ever think about that? Unpack that when you're sitting alone with your thoughts. Fag.
This is supposed to be comedians being passive aggressive. That is just very aggressive. I don't know how to feel.
Who's on here you talk to?
Now the alarm went off. It's a whole thing.
I noticed you have some more pictures behind you on the wall.
That's right. You can actually thank these two, the ones on the left and the right. Boop, boop. They used to be on that wall over there, but I'm like repainting it and shit.
What's at the very top?
The very top
is that Jesus.
It's an artsy piece I got from this lady. It's like a bunch of different mixed colors and stuff. The other ones actually have like designs, like these are my Simpsons stuff. I got the Hulk Hogan. That whole middle line is Nate Gonzalez designs, who also did the logo of the show. Yes.
Yeah, so. Now, is there any input from the lady?
Not in this wall, because this is my wall. And other stuff, and they've been coming down from walls that used to be, you know, stuff in my room and stuff, but now it's our room. So I slowly take stuff. I have my own little space over here. You know what I mean? This is my workstation. This is where I do my things. You know? Like, watch naked ladies on the internet while Julie's at work.
Nice. Just make sure you tip my mom, because her OnlyFans is like the only thing that's like getting her through.
That's right.
Things, you know?
She told me. So I'm paying the bills.
Yeah, dude. So, when I lived with this lesbian couple a few years ago, they redecorated everything. And me being a gay man was like mortified that like I couldn't have like any of my gay memorabilia on the walls. It really killed me. But I feel like when it comes to decor, ladies always win. So I'm surprised that you have all your stuff on the wall and she hasn't been like, over my dead body.
Well, like I said, this would be like if it was like my studio. In here, but other stuff we've compromised in. But also know that I was here first, so it's different.
That's true. She moved in with
my apartment first, and she moved into. As opposed to, like, if we both were to move into somewhere after this, then I'd probably honestly just let her do whatever the fuck she wants. I don't really care up to that point. So it's different when you have to, like, come and physically change someone's life, as opposed to, like, all right, we're both moving in. What do you want to do with here? What do you want to do here? So, and unfortunately, I've stumbled them to some, like, pretty decent stuff over the years, artwork and stuff. So she's happy with my purchases. It's not too bad. Not too bad. I'm lucky. But anyways, Mr. Mao, it's time to get to it. Because this week,
let's get to it. Put your back into it, boy.
That's right.
This week, what's our topic?
Well, we're gonna, speaking of, you know, Hanson and Spice Girls and going back to last week, we're gonna make a little topic of something we discussed last week into a full-blown topic. Full-blown AIDS topic
this week. Oh, God. When I hear full-blown, I do think AIDS. I mean, AIDS too. It's coming from the 90s.
So, I had to say it. So, you know, we're talking about couples with age gaps last week, Mr. Mo. And, you know, what we found was acceptable, what we found was a little high, a little low, all everything in between. And that kind of got our brain working. In the world of Hollywood, there's a lot of big age gap relationships. Like, a fuck ton. They're happening every second in Hollywood. As we speak, there's a sugar mama or a sugar daddy getting themselves a youngin. It's happening all over. Fucking Hollywood and Malibu and all those places full of sexy people and rich people. So, we're going to visit this topic. We're going to talk about 10 celebrity couples. You got some big old age gaps. And we're going to say, well, what do you guys think about these? Are they too old for each other? Do they look good? Because some might pass the eye test, but some of these could be fucking grandparents. So let us know what you thought. What you think of this list. Give us a follow on all social channels at Frat Chat Podcast, on Instagram, on Facebook. You can go on YouTube. You can go on Twitter/X. Do it. Send us an email, fratchatpodcast@gmail.com. You can call Steemo's mom at 1-800-6969. Let her know.
Yeah.
She charges by the minute. but it'll be worth your while.
Oh, yeah.
But anywho.
Guys, I need new shoes.
That's right. So I got an honorable mention. We usually do our list of 10, but this one I felt like was a good one to include. To be honest, because they're 11 years apart. And this is Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds. And it was weird when it happened, because not so much because of the age gap, but because he was kind of married to Scarlett Johansson when they met. You know what I mean? They were filming that Green Lantern movie. So the timeline's iffy on when things happen for this couple. But, God damn it, the age gap doesn't bother me there because they look so good together that it doesn't, you know, it doesn't bother me. He's aged wonderfully so far and has that, like, you know, he's like a very funny guy, so it makes him, like, very youthful. So it doesn't seem like they're 11 years apart. You know what I mean? So far, like, they've been pretty good. I would say they look more like 4 or 5 years apart.
Yeah.
So I don't know if maybe for me it'll come down to how good people pass the eye test on this list and how my opinions will sway. What do you think about these?
I think that, well, my coworker told me today that women age and men get more distinguished. And I think in this situation, I think Ryan Reynolds has gotten a little bit more distinguished. This is a lovely couple, and I think that their humor is right on par. They both have a great sense of humor. Maybe right. He's a little immature for his age, and maybe she's a little too mature for her age. They balance nicely. I don't know.
Meet in the middle.
They meet in the middle, and I think, I don't know. I wish I had a relationship like them.
And here's the thing, I was gonna talk about this a little bit later on, but I think and this is, I don't think it's just me, but women in general are more mature than guys. And I think like women are like 5 years up in maturity and guys are like 5 years down. So if you're like 8 to 10 years apart, you actually meet kind of well in the middle. Mm-hmm. If you're obviously, and no, this is like, if you meet when you're like in your 20s and 30s and above, not like 18 and 10, you fucking weirdos. Correct. So gotta make sure to clarify these things, because there's some fucking creepy people out there, which, you know, if you're listening to the show, thank you for listening, but I don't know how to feel about that. However, listen is listening, so fuck it. Keep listening away, you perv. Just stay away from the playgrounds. And yeah, so I think as long as it's like, you know, an acceptable range, they do kind of even out. You have that 5 year up and 5 year down buffer, but now once you start spreading further and further from the ages, that makes things weirder. So that's where my baseline is. Anyways,
I feel like as long as I look at the couple and I see a happy couple, I'm okay with it. But if it looks like a girl and her dad, like if that's my first gut feeling, I'm like, ooh, this isn't good.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, give us your first one official in the top 10.
I'm going to start with George Clooney, and I think her name's Amal Clooney.
Yeah.
Am I saying that right? She's like an international like lawyer superstar. Lawyer. They're 17 years apart. And I picked this one because I always wondered if George Clooney was gay. And we've talked about it before, but my gut tells me that he is, and that he couldn't come out of the closet because it would affect his leading man reputation in Hollywood. So I think that this was a marriage out of convenience.
But here's the thing. I think he's old enough now where if he came out of the closet, it would just open up the door for a bunch of other leading man roles as like the zaddy. He's selfish and stuff.
He doesn't want to.
So I don't know. I don't think he's gay, personally. I think there's other celebs who I think are covering up, but I give it to George. And see, here's one like we were talking about. As long as they look like a happy couple, they don't look like, you know, 17 years is quite a bit, but they don't look 17 years apart. That's the beauty of them too. Like you see them walking around, even to this day, I would say they look like 7-8 years apart. He's kept it well enough. He's aged well enough.
Where he doesn't
look like creepy. They passed the eye test at least. And you also add in that he's an actor, so you know, kind of youthful business. But she's also like super smart, so you know those intellects meet right in the middle.
I always feel like this should be like one shining star of the family and one supporter. I think that makes the best relationships. So he can be the star, and she can be the supporting one.
Totally. And the funny thing is, internationally,
she's more of a star.
Yeah, totally. I was gonna say like in her field, she's the star. But, you know, so that's kind of badass when you can have someone who's not working the same field as you, so there's not that jealousy, which can happen a lot, you know, when two actors are together, two comedians are together, because things always happen for people at different times, you know what I mean? So then when your significant other gets big, there's going to be that jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be ready for success, not just for you, but for your partner. So you don't react like a psychopath if you're correct. Dating someone in the biz. So maybe they did it right. Maybe they did it right.
Well, who's first on your list?
I'm going to start with one that...
near and dear to your heart. Is it you and Julie?
Yes, that's right. That does not pass the eye test at all, in my opinion. You look at these two. And like, you know, you said, does it look like a father and her daughter? This is what I see. And I'm talking about Steven Tyler and Amy Preston and with a 39-year age gap.
And is I Lily put them in number five. Or a grandma and daughter?
Yeah, right. That's the thing. And the thing is, they both have that like blonde curl going too in the same spot, in the part, in the same spot. So it looks like they get their hair done at the same with the same person.
Oh, it's no. Like seven girls turn
out and get the hair done. They don't, you know, and no, I put them number five because they're not married. But Steven Tyler, you know, he likes to date them relatively young. She's almost 40, which I guess for a rock star is older than usual. But, you know, she's 36, I think, and he's and their age gap is 39 years. So if the age gap is bigger than you're old, she's too young for you, bro. You know what I mean? Like if their age gap is the same as me and my dad, he's too old for you, bro. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at them, they literally do look related. So I don't know. I would say don't marry her, Stevie. Hold off on that. And maybe unless you're like madly in love, then go for it. Whatever. Who am I again?
She looks a little lost. Like this is like a Make-A-Wish Foundation. Like,
yeah, right. I just feel like if you're going to get yourself a girl that, you know, looks that much like you, it's going to cause problems. You want to get yourself a girlfriend that doesn't look like you met her at a family reunion. That's all I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. And this looks suspicious. Like, she looks more like him than Liv Tyler, his actual daughter, does.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. And even the lips look similar. Like, what the fuck? Like, oh, this is weird. This is freaking me out.
I would still make out with him, though. He's an icon.
It's funny because he sort of looks like an older you. I could see it. You should totally be here for Halloween.
We have big mouths.
Yeah, that's what it is. And you guys have similar builds. He's like tall, lanky.
When well, you I'm getting your, fat. I'm looking pretty hair. Healthy these days.
That's yeah. So he's tall, lanky, not you. You're healthy. You're.
I wish I looked like that. Instead, I look like Roseanne in the worst years. Well, next up on me. So I would make out. I would totally hook up in a heartbeat with Steven Tyler. I would never, ever hook up with, at least I wouldn't touch with your dick, Jay-Z. And Jay-Z and Beyonce are separated by 12 years. And I don't think that he's too old for her per se. I just don't think he's attractive enough for her. Because Beyonce is like a goddess. And
yeah, she's a babe.
She just looks kind of like a fish.
And I will say 12 years was how far apart my parents were. So that's kind of like my limit. Because even that's there.
The gold standard.
I think that's as far as I can possibly go. Because even there, like, sometimes my dad would be immature enough and my mom more mature where they met in the middle. But I feel like any further than that, then you're like different generations and shit. Mm-hmm. And you don't fucking know what. You start losing shit in common. You know what I mean? So, like, I mean, sure, I guess you can show each other stuff, but it's, yeah, it's weird. It starts getting weirder for me to accept. And, you know, obviously with aging happening, it starts looking more like a dad and daughter type thing, or a mom and son type thing, or a mom and daughter type thing. It starts kind of getting weird. But yeah, Jay-Z and Beyonce, like, notice, look at their relationship. They've kind of met in the middle as far as that maturity goes. Like, she's been the one that put up with his bullshit, and even though he's the one that's 12 years older. So
she's 42 right now, which should make him 54.
Yeah. And, you know, and Jay-Z's the man, and awesome businessman, amazing rapper, one of the top five to ever do it. But good Lord, man, he cheated on Beyonce, which is pretty stupid. That's not something you just do. Like,
Wikipedia says, on April 4th, 2008, Beyonce and Jay-Z married without publicity. You know why? Because bitch was embarrassed. She's like, oh, man, ugly motherfucker, but I'm doing what, like, I had to do for my career. They are a power couple.
They're absolutely a power couple. I went to see them. I went to see Jay-Z because he owns part of, or maybe all of it, a Barclays Stadium. So I went to see him when he opened that. He did like 4 sold out shows back to back, and I was at one of them, which was epic. But then I went to see him and Beyonce show together when they went to MetLife Stadium. And I'm not going to lie, like, that was one of the best fucking shows I've ever seen. It was like, imagine like the Super Bowl, essentially, you know, like the Super Bowl halftime show, but like an hour and a half. They have all these giant stages, and she's as big a showman as he is. And they just fucking both rocked it. And then they have songs together too. So in between his set, she'll pop in. And between her sets, he'll pop in. And I mean, it's just, they're just so fucking cool.
Yeah. What do you think of her country career right now?
Dude, she's killing it. She's made country more relevant than it's ever been.
Oh my gosh.
At least Beyonce, the last 4 years.
If you can hear me, I hope you win all the awards. All of them. Album of the year, queen. Go for it. Take them all.
She's and it's funny that she did the reverse Taylor Swift career route. Taylor Swift obviously started in country, took that over, and then switched over to pop. We have Beyonce, R&B pop, and then now she's delving into country and throwing people that curveball, and she's killing it. So I support her. I was gonna say I support everything that she does, but I don't know if she was in like a thrash metal band. I don't know if I would watch that. That'd be kind of weird. You know, Beyonce, like,
I wouldn't like that either. She would mimic her voice. Her voice is so beautiful.
So maybe, you know, or like Beyonce the mime. I don't know if, you know, she's just like trapped in a box. I don't know. You know, there's certain career choices I would not, you know, or she's like, I'm going to quit music and become a stripper, y'all. It's like, oh, damn it, Beyonce. No, I can save you, you know. So, like, you know what? I can't support all of the choices. I mean, I'd go watch that show. I'm not gonna lie, but
of course,
I'd be sad. You know, she's very talented. But anywho, moving on.
What's next on yours?
From Jay-Z and Bay, we're gonna go to one that honestly, to me, literally looks like a lady dropping her like teenage son off to school or something. It's Heidi Klum, who we actually recently spoke about in the Celebrity Wardrobe Malfunctions episode. Check that out. That was a couple weeks ago. Now in the French Head Podcast archives. And she is currently married to guitarist, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, so sorry for butchering it, Tom Collitz. And they have a 17-year difference. So this is the one where I was going to talk about what I think is my 5-year rule. You know, she's a 50-year-old woman married to a 34-year-old guy. Mentally speaking, that means she goes up a bit and he comes down a bit. That's like a 55-year-old being married to a 29-year-old. And note that he's a rock star. So that pushes that down even a little bit more, because rocks, you know, just in general, they tend to be a little more mature. Mm-hmm. They're partying, they're wilding. These are the years. He's 34, so he's in his fucking prime. Can't blame him, but it's just the way it is. So to me, it just looks like dad's, you know, dad's sexy stepmom who's banging the kid, even though it's totally wrong, and still like picks him up at school. It's like, I don't know. I have no scientific proof as to anything the fuck I'm talking about with my age gap, but it's just something I've observed in the wild. And I also do think it's why women tend to live longer than guys, because we definitely do dumb shit. You know, like if Simo was a girl, he wouldn't have broken his feet jumping off after a bird in Ocean City. Wouldn't have done it. I promise.
You never know. Maybe, maybe not.
I don't have faith in you. Your mom girls never did that. She pooped in a bag. So. But yeah, you look at these two. It's just getting. And here's the thing. She is 50 and she does not look 50. So it's just starting to fail the eye test, because she is, Heidi Klum is still one of the most beautiful women on the planet. But he, with, with his long hair and shit, he's not doing himself any favors because he kind of looks like a teenager. You know what I mean? So, I think he's the reason they're failing the eye test here because his style is younger. So I don't know. I think he's
really look really hot if he wanted to.
Totally. Like, and cut down some of that hair. He's got great hair. Don't get me wrong, but like, I think he can do other stuff. Even if he cut it a little bit shorter, took a few inches off, and still kept it a little long, like Jack White length or Johnny Depp length type thing, he would look a little older and cooler. And then maybe grow the beard out a little more, and it'll make him look a little older, you know, more badass, and that'll help things. But that's just me. That's just me. What do I know? With my awesome facial hair.
Next up on my list is another blonde. But this is a lesbian. Ellen DeGeneres and her wife Portia de Rossi.
Which also happened to be today's word of the day. And you said it. It's lesbian. Yay!
You know what?
Lesbian.
Today is National Grilled Cheese Day. Did you know that?
I have no idea.
You have to make a grilled cheese tonight. It's a holiday.
Very nice. I don't know what that has to do with lesbians, but go lesbians.
I bet you Ellen DeGeneres eats grilled cheeses on the regular, and Portia de Rossi is probably like, No. I will have 4 walnuts, a couple grapes, and if I'm really good, maybe some salmon. Because Portia looks phenomenal.
Ellen looks like she's trying to like age up her style though a little bit to match Ellen. I like Portia better when she has the longer hair and stuff. Oh, I just think she's so beautiful, you know. But
Ellen,
like,
I think
she looks cool with the short age.
Actually, I think Ellen has some of the prettiest eyes in show business, but she's not a popular move right now to say anything nice about Ellen because she turned out to be a pretty awful business owner.
Yeah, she does have very, you know, behind the rage in the eyes, there's a lot of like kindness and they look very nice.
Remember the video just where she get her macchiato wrong?
make sure you don't fuck up her macchiato and. You know, you don't need to worry about the bad eyes. But, yeah, and they're cute together and stuff. But it does, nowadays, because now they're getting a little older, it's passes the eye test for me. But it used to kind of not pass the eye test for me a little bit. I just thought, like, Portia was a little too hot. But then, I mean, Ellen's funny. And funny gets hot girls. I don't know, so I got to say. Her bit about just trying on shoes is, to this day, one of the funniest things I've ever seen. And she's not really doing anything.
I can't think of this one.
It's one of her newer specials, but she's like talking about how like when you put on shoes, you're like, you do all these movements that you would never do, you know what I mean, to see if the shoe's good. And so she starts like moving around and walking around and just like doing all this thing like, okay, if I do this, you know, it's like, it's so silly, but it's so true. And like the movements that she does, obviously I can't replicate. It's fantastic. She's just good at her comedy is very good at pointing out the things, the mundane things in life and poking fun at it. Kind of very like Seinfeld-esque in a way. You know what I mean? It's like things that totally happen to everybody. But it's like, shit, I can't believe I didn't think of that. So it's just really.
When you try
good.
On pants, like at the store, don't you dance a little bit in them and like
totally
and like crouch down and
jump, do a little stretch? Can I, you know, like,
yeah,
are these, you know, it's the same thing, exactly.
Do you ever
thing.
Sniff the pants before you try them on?
Ew, no,
I'm just wondering, me neither. Anyway, what's next on your list?
Yeah, totally. So, ew, these smell like ass. I'll take them. Up next on my list, I'm gonna go with another one that definitely does not pass the eye test. And this one, I'm gonna Actually, the last one I did was also a woman, so I'm not going to flip anything. But it's Sam and Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Which I don't understand at all.
I don't get that either. You've seen him in the Avengers, Age of Ultron, and Bullet Train, Aaron Johnston. And he was 33. He's 33-ish at the time the story was written, and with the director, 56. But they met when he was 18 years old, which is pretty crazy. She was the director of the movie that he was working in, which, again, is pretty crazy. It's a 23-year age gap between the two. And they did an interview a few years ago with Harper's Bazaar where they basically said that they were professional in the movie, but everyone on set knew. And as soon as we finished, he told me he was going to marry me, and we had never been on a date or even kissed. And a year to the minute after. Yeah, right? To Lulu.
Somebody's got mommy issues.
And a year to the minute after we met, exactly 1 year to the minute, I got down on one knee and asked her to marry me. He said, proposing. And here's where this is like extra weird for me. They got married in 2012 and they changed their last names together to Taylor Johnson. So he's like, took her last name and made it part of his name.
Weird.
Which is, I mean, I don't mean to judge. I know the world is way more, you know, people are different, but there's not a chance in hell I'm going to fucking take Julie's last name. Like, what? Oh, God. And no, they've been, you know, as of 2022, they've been married for 10 years, so now 12 years. They renew their vows after 10 years. But I don't know. This story kind of seems a little bit like full of groomer vibes, you know? Like, imagine if the roles were reversed and she was a guy.
Totally.
You
this
know?
Would not be kosher.
She'll be canceled in a fucking heartbeat. So, and I'm talking about the eye test. This does not pass the eye test. She looks like a mother and son. Like, I'm glad that they're happy. This was not a case of someone using their power against someone else. But in my opinion, he's too young for you, bro. You gotta fucking.
Yeah, I agree. Get rid of that. And then, what are your thoughts on my next one? To me, it looks very much like a dad and his daughter. But it's not. It's Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones. They have a 25-year age difference. Yeah, do you think that she tried to catapult her career and just jumped into marriage because, I don't know.
See, I don't think so because she was doing pretty well. And
she was in
Zorro. I think she would have just dated him. She would have gotten the rub, as they say.
Not the rub.
Not the Harvey Weinstein rub, but you know, the professional rub. You say you date someone's, oh wow, it catapults you to the next level.
Wow.
But I don't think it necessarily benefited her so much to be married to him. You know, like I said, she was already killing it. She would have stayed single. She probably would have, you know, more people can dream about her. So it probably helps her sell more movies.
Didn't Michael Douglas say that she gave him throat cancer because she had HPV in her vagina?
Well, he didn't specify it, but they asked why he got throat cancer, and he said, really, one word, cunnilingus. He did a little I did a little cunnilingus.
Ew.
He was so proud of himself. It's like, honey, cunnilingus.
Yuck.
It's like, I've never been so proud to get cancer. And that's where she stuck around, you know? Because I will say, at the time when they first got together, he was aging pretty well.
Yeah.
But I don't know if maybe it was the cancer, because obviously, you know, that shit will fuck you up. Totally. Or all of a sudden, you know, white people just age like a fucking rock at one point. True. They just turn to prunes. And that just happened because, you know, his dad, Kirk Douglas, lived to like 102 and just looked like, they just would wheel him around there. And so at the time when they got together, the age gap didn't look that bad. But now it looks awful. Like he does, you know, he's not looking his finest, which again could be the cancer. So I'm sorry. He's also much older now. So that's also kind of what happens with these big gap relationships. Like, you know, maybe the guy's aging well for his age at that point, but Father Time waits for no one. And it'll eventually catch up to you.
When Osmari was 50, he'll look the same. When I'm 50, I'll have a walker and a nurse change my diapers.
I know, man. My people age definitely much better,
folks,
than y'all. So I'm excited to not get as old as Julie, so I can laugh at her, even though I'm older.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like they fail the eye test more as they get older than when they first got together. Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones. But boy,
he doesn't look distinguished to me. He looks old. Yeah, she still looks hot to me. So
yeah, she was in a lot of Carlos's dirty thoughts in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Oh, when she was in like Chicago.
Oh yeah.
All that jazz.
And she did a movie about a haunted house. I think it's House in the Haunted Hill.
That sounds right.
Yep, House in Haunted Hill, where she is such a babe in that. And it's like, oh my God. Because it's like, what is she? Is she like British? Is she Latina? Is she Egyptian? Like, what is she?
Well, I don't know. She played Latina in Zorro, didn't she? And she probably shouldn't have.
Did. But she pulled it off. Let me see where she's from.
She's Welsh.
Welsh. Wow. She's not a little Welsh. Yeah, she has that ethnically ambiguous thing. See, that's the thing. Like if you put her together now with Michael Douglas, it looks like almost like her dad at this point. He's just hit this like point of aging now where I feel like he just like stepped on the gas and floored it. Meanwhile, she is holding up fantastically. Like at 54,
he's at the age where he probably goes to like a doctor's appointment every day.
Totally.
It's like Monday, eye doctor. Tuesday, ear doctor. Wednesday, cardiologist. Thursday, gastroenterologist. Friday, gyno.
You know he has that, you know, that little like box where it's like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and every day there's like a couple of different pills in there. Pulls it out every night.
Hotel, but I had that too.
It's like, oh, God damn it, gotta take this out.
I had Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and AM and PM.
And then they probably make his, you know, his mouth all dry and stuff. So it makes him slur his words. And that just happens. That's how you get old. That's literally how it is.
Yeah.
You know, he's 79 years old though, so
gross.
that's when dating much older is something where you have to really think about the future, in my opinion. Like, how far, like, do you want to deal with things? Because, you know, a 79 year old man at this point, you know, you're I'm not trying to be rude, you're elderly, but you might deal with things like incontinence and things like that. You know, for like a 55-year-old woman, is she ready to see her man like that? I don't know. It's stuff that you have to prepare for. Or maybe he might just drop dead any day. You know what I mean? Like, you never know. My dad died at 76, so that's 3 years more than him. O.J. Simpson just died at 76. You know, the life expectancy is around 76, so you're every day that you wake up, you're kind of lucky. So I don't know. You have to think about these things more than just the attraction. Now it's like, are you ready to commit that you're gonna have to take care of this person and probably wipe their ass much sooner than you would otherwise. Like, you know, I don't know. It's crazy.
Well, what's crazy is your next one and the picture associated with it. I'm like in shock.
Yeah. This is.
I'm so sad. Since he's such a
I know, especially because he was a very handsome guy. And it just looks like, you know, maybe a little too much work got done over there. And, you know, it does look like they did a better job. He's looking better these days than he was even a couple of years ago.
Really?
So it looks like maybe they fixed some of it.
Let me Google this.
But I'm talking about 51-year-old Dane Cook, stand-up comic and actor, who was kind of a bit of a heartthrob during his peak popularity. He was in movies with Jessica Simpson stuff, Jessica Biel as well. A lot of Jessicas in his roster. And it looked like he was going to be like it. And all of a sudden, he just kind of disappeared off the face of the earth. And now he's back. He's touring again, doing his thing again. But
good. He needs to, you know, he looks better with facial hair. And he needs to lay off the filler and the Botox. Holy moly. He looks excited in every photo.
But here's the thing. He has a girlfriend, now wife, who is now 24. He's 51, so that's a 27-year age gap.
Gross.
And she's a singer, fitness instructor. And here's the thing. Like, if you look at him, he doesn't quite look like her dad due to all the work that he's done on his face, even though he could be by that age
gap. Looks like her bodyguard.
Yeah, it looks like her bodyguard, her uncle, something like that. Record producer. It looks like something sketchy is going on. And here's the kicker. They have been dating since 2017.
Really? So how old was she then?
She was 17 years old when they started dating.
And why is he in trouble for this?
Like, maybe it's like a Maryland thing. I know in Maryland, the age of consent is 16. So maybe it was like a thing like that. But they didn't come out publicly until she was 18, I think. So maybe that's why no one gave him shit about it.
What parent would allow that?
It is weird. Yeah.
Do you think her dad was like over my dead body and her mom was like, I mean, honey,
he's got money.
Yeah, he's got money. You don't have money. I just feel like, I don't know. I just, that's so predatory to me.
Yeah. Like, if you gotta go with her to watch to the movie so she can get into an R-rated movie, she's too young for you.
Exactly. I was just thinking that. I was also thinking to myself, like, what could you possibly have in common? What?
Totally. What could you possibly what can you even do? You can't even go out for drinks unless she has a fake ID. Like, if you're in your 50s or your 40s or 50s and your girlfriend needs a fake ID to go get a drink with you, you're too old for her, bro. Like, dude, what do you even talk about?
Is Shiver like, hey, Dad? I mean, Dane. And he's like, you can call me Daddy. No, I better not.
That's kind of weird because you're actually older than my actual dad. So,
yeah.
I don't see. I just don't see what they could possibly talk about on a day-to-day basis. Or, like, maybe he likes to watch shows from, you know, 2010s. I don't understand. I just don't know what they could possibly have in common. Your whole basis of who you are is totally different. They're like 2-3 generations apart at this point, I feel like. Like, 27 years? Goddamn. Yeah, no.
Awful. No.
That's a little too much for me, Mr. Cook. And I mean, she is a babe, so good for you, but really 17? It's just weird.
Well, I got a soul crusher for you next. This is my last one.
Go on.
Do you know the actress? Earlier we talked about Cuba Gooding Jr. in playing O.J. Simpson. Yeah. And he played opposite Sarah Paulson, who played the lawyer. I think Sarah Paulson is such like an American gem, and I just think that
such
she's
a great
talented.
Actress. American Horror Story wouldn't be as good without her. Like, if you take her out, she's brilliant in every role she plays in that show.
Whether she's got two heads on her shoulders or she's playing. It doesn't matter who she's playing. She rocks it all. But her girlfriend is 81-year-old. Now, this is a 31-year difference. She's 81-year-old Holland Taylor, who, try and think how who people might know her from. She was, she's an award-winning actress, primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Drama Series for her role as Judge Roberta Kittleson on ABC's The Practice. She received 4 primetime Emmy nominations for portrayal as Evelyn Harper on the CBS comedy 2.5 Men. So, but she's known for playing old people roles, and she's got such like a phenomenal like Hollywood starlet girlfriend. I just don't understand how this makes sense. I don't understand how. I mean, it's none of my business. I get it. It's none of my business. But just from like a hotness factor, I'm like, what is Sarah C in like this decrepit skeletor of a woman? I just don't understand.
Like, you know, it's like I because I'm with you here. I know it's none of our business, and but any of these, but this one clearly does not pass the eye test. It looks like her mom, and it's like I'm just imagining, you know, it's a sexy Thursday night when, you know, the night you do special favors for each other.
Yeah, you know, I know that sex isn't everything in a relationship, but that's where my mind goes. I wonder about it.
You know, does the roast beef go bad? That's all we want to know. We're just curious.
It gets loose. She opens her legs and rolls out the red carpet.
Does it get slimy or does it dry up? I don't know. I don't know what happens down there.
You're going to find out in 50 years with your lovely lady.
That's right. But at least it's like
in this conversation,
I get to wait to get there
now and tell me from experience.
I just can't imagine them together in that way. And yes, there is more to relationships than sex, as you just said. But it is part of it. Yeah, it kind of puts it all together. And you know, if you are not good in that department, what do you do after a bad fight? You know what I mean? How do you? You need the makeup sex. Otherwise, you're just fighting.
Yeah.
So, that's just my thought on it. I don't know. It would be tough for me to date with someone who's all like, you know, they start to get wrinkly and stuff where you're not yourself wrinkly. Like I'm eventually going to be probably a leathery fucking wrinkly piece of shit. So by the time I'm one, I don't care if Julie's one too. Who cares? But you know,
that will never happen to me.
Yeah, just see how they'll just stretch his skin and pull it back.
Yes. For sure. This will be your 8th facelift. I don't think that you're able to, like, I'm like, no. This room, that you can make it work. I believe in you. Let's try. Let's just try.
Oh, man. I look like the bad guy from the Captain America movies. Do it! Oh, man. Anywho, I'm down to one last one. Yeah, Sarah Paulson, Holland Taylor. A tough
Yikes.
One.
This one's got everyone beat.
Yeah.
This is our top one.
I was going to say, it's a tough one to beat, but I think I got it beat with just the one. When, of course, there had to be a Rolling Stone member in this list. And we're going to do the biggest age gap in the list is Mick Jagger, Rolling Stone's frontman and rock and roll legend, with Melanie Hamrick. And they have a 44-year age difference between the two. He is 80. She is a ballerina who's approximately 36. And they have been together 10 years. So she was 26 and he was 70. And they have a son together.
Yuck. That's not even dad and daughter status. It's like grandpa.
That's grandpa. Status. That's grandpa. And they have a son named Devereaux. And this one fucks me up because there is zero way you can ignore the age difference here. Like I said, like we just said, he looks like a grandpa. And I know he works hard to stay in good cardio shape, you know, with his with his little dancing moves, you know. And they go on their tour, their retirement tour every 6 months, and fucking tour the world. And they say, I'm done. And they go back out and do it again in 6 months. But this is just like, I mean, he looks like he's going to fall asleep at any given time when they're out together. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, this is, you know, like I'm talking about with Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas getting ready for things that you might not be ready for. You're definitely going to have to get ready for things you might not be ready for here. When you're in your 30s and your husband or significant other is 80, and, you know, like, you're going to have to wipe that ass very soon.
Yeah. This makes me so sad, but I feel like this has to be mutually beneficial because one person's getting a sweet young thing. The other person's getting incredible wealth. And so, that's right. Like, I don't know who is at fault. Like, I want to blame someone. I want to know who is are we looking at a cradle robber, or are we looking at
a gold digger?
A little column, like, a little column. She
didn't know that he had all that money. Would she still date him?
Probably not. That's
the question. Yeah, I would say.
And if she wasn't so young and beautiful, would he date her? Probably not.
That's right. But, you know, I guess it's easier to see why he would date her, because she's young and beautiful, than, I don't know, you know, it's obviously he's going to be attracted to her, but I don't think that she's going to be attracted to him.
Like, I would make out with Steven Tyler just to say I did it, but in no way, shape, or form do I expect to, like, have a relationship, because that's gross.
Yeah, something tells me Nick Jagger has, like, dentures or something.
Yeah,
it just seems very grandpappy vibes. Oh, grandpappy Mick, you know, just that's just what I get from him. It's like, it reminds me of Joe Biden a little bit.
Do you think, like, our balls are gonna drop when, like the way that, like, girls' boobies sag?
Oh, absolutely.
Balls are gonna sag.
You've seen your grandpa's. You've shared the story on the show, walking in on his long.
But does that happen to everybody?
That's gonna happen to you. You saw a look into your future. Ugh. I don't know about, you know. I haven't personally seen old Garcia balls and what happens to us, but you saw a window into your future. Let me tell you, it's a heavy set window. It's a church window.
Yikes!
That shit goes for days.
Wow,
that's a 16-story house. And that wasn't even a hot day. He could use it as a jump rope. Or those leg things where you jump up them.
Oh, skip it?
To skip it, yeah, that's right. Skip it.
It.
It'll be cool. Still fit.
Lick it.
That's right. You can fling them to the wall and just like those, like, old sticky things, and fling yourself around like Spider-Man around the city. Oh man, too many ball jokes. Calm down, Carlos. Anywho, that was our list here at the Frat Chat Podcast, and let us know what you thought of these age gaps. Let us know your favorite celebs with some funky age gaps. And let us know if you yourself have been in a relationship with a crazy big age gap.
Everything.
I'd like to know, yeah, for sure. How was it? Why did it end? Or did it ever end? Maybe you're still together. Especially if you have a successful age gap relationship. Let us know. We'd love to share a success story here on the show, rather than make fun of your failures. So give us a follow on all social channels at Frat Chat Podcast. That's on Facebook. That's on Instagram. That's on Twitter/X. That's also on YouTube. And you can give me a follow on my new website, CarlosGarciaComedy.com. You can also check out all my social channels. Carlos Does the World on Instagram, on Facebook, on TikTok, on Threads, on YouTube. And Carlos Does World on Twitter/X. You can follow my good buddy Steve over here at chris.moore.comedy on the gram. You can also follow him on TikTok and see more comedy on Twitter/X. Oh, yeah. Send us now. It's time to vote. So why don't you get us out of here?
I motion to adjourn this meeting so I can help my husband cross the road.
And I second so I can help him carry his long, angry balls. All right, you guys, we'll be back next week with another edition of the greatest podcast in the history of podcasting time. It's the Fat Chat Podcast. See ya!
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.